Alex Muir, Kenterland Minerals, how you doing?
Good, how are you, Andrew?
Doing good. Thanks for coming on. We're at the 2024 Rural Investment Symposium, and what's the vibe you're getting and from the crowd so far?
So far, pretty good. Yeah, I mean, we just kicked it off yesterday, and I was kind of surprised at how many people were already cruising around, and we're pretty excited. Already met some friendly faces that we met actually at the Project Generator Boot Camp with Rick Rule back in April, so it's been a good start.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like this is different than a lot of other conferences or symposiums that I've been to. It seems like it got a great energy, if you would, and people are out asking questions, which is really nice to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about Kenterland. Tell me about the project.
Well, we have a lot of projects. So we're a project generator.
Right.
We've got over 20 plus projects, mostly in Canada. We do have a couple in Alaska.
Yep.
But our flagship is the FroTet project royalty. We just converted our 20% joint venture interest to 4% NSR royalty. The FroTet project is now in the hands of Sumitomo Metal Mining, who we made a discovery at the Renault gold deposit back in 2020. Over 100,000 meters have been drilled there. It's a high-grade gold system. We just announced last week engineering and baseline studies, working towards an exploration decline. So we need to finish those studies, acquire the permits, and then a resource will come out sometime in late 2025. And that then Sumitomo will make a decision on building that decline. And I think that'll be a huge catalyst for the royalty. You'll, you know, send a signal to the market that, you know, Sumitomo is dead serious about building this mine.
Excellent. Let's talk about the management team here. Tell me about the background of everybody.
The CEO is Zach Flood. He founded the company along with three other GOs back in 2016. It was private up until 2020. They went public in 2021. Zach grew up in mining. His dad was a geologist working with Robert Friedland. So he's been, you know, all around the world to a lot of projects. And so he's, you know, kind of the heart and soul of the company. And
Tell me about your background.
So I have a finance background. So I started out at Canaccord, worked at the Toronto Stock Exchange. I worked for a small junior. That was kind of my first foray into investor relations. And then I met Zach about a year ago. They were looking for an investor relations person, and, you know, we got along really well. CFA charter holder as well too. So I've always kind of been interested in geography and markets and all that. And, you know, when you're in Vancouver, you're always exposed to mining, so it just seemed like a natural fit to come and be in the sector.
Got it. Tell me about the share structure of the company and how you're protecting investors like myself.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest questions I always get asked, and one of the questions I ask is, again, as a retail investor, how am I not going to be hurt?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We're, I think, in a great situation. We've got about 75 million shares issued and outstanding, 84 million fully diluted. We have no warrants.
That's a great point, by the way.
Yeah, no warrants. So the last warrants expired in March, and those were at 70 cents, I believe. And we have no need to finance going forward.
I mean, great.
We've got $30 million in cash. So our last raise was in May. We did a strategic investment with Centerra Gold. They came in on the back end of a flow-through financing. So none of that paper is going to go hit the market or anything like that. So they're a 9.9% shareholder now. Sumitomo, as I mentioned, they're a 10.1% holder of the company. So that's 20% there. Obviously, Rick is a shareholder. Adrian Day Asset Management, Paul Stevens, all the major Quebec funds. So you're looking, and then the guy who wrote the first check, John Tognetti, he hasn't sold a share. He's still he is the largest shareholder of the company. So
really strong hands.
Yeah, exactly. So you're left with about, you know, 28 to 30% in retail. And stock is, you know, traded a lot more lately. But you can see like that kind of lack of liquidity there, because it is, a lot of people don't want to sell their stock. They believe in the company and see the potential growth in it.
Got it. So what are you guys doing to get the new the word out about the company? Again, that would be concerning to me with the retail investor, to get the liquidity, to get the stock up. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to waste too much money on, you know, marketing. So we come to stuff like this where, you know, we did the Project Generator boot camp, which I found was really successful. As I mentioned, I've already ran into a couple people who I've had some meetings with there. And then, yeah, we use social media, I find, is quite helpful. So, yeah, that's kind of where we're focusing our efforts.
Got it. Well, if you would, if people want to reach out to you and find you, and how do they do that? And where do they buy the stock if they're interested in your
company?
Yeah,
so they can contact me. My email is amuir@canorlandminerals.com. You can buy the stock on the TSX Venture under the ticker KLD, or it also trades on the QX under KLDCF. But yeah, we're really easy to get a hold of. You know, we encourage you to reach out and ask questions.
Excellent. I'll put all of this in the show notes below the video. I want to thank you so much, Alex. Yeah. We really do appreciate you having me on, and I'll check in a little bit later at the show.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, Andrew.
You bet. Take care.
Thank you.